by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a great day we have ahead of us today. We have plenty of sunshine, high temperature ending up in the mid, perhaps upper 60s today. We'll tease it. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower by late tonight or maybe tomorrow morning as the front moves through. We'll be in the upper 40s tonight, near 60 on Tuesday. And then we'll tease the freeze mark late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Then look for some late week warming. For instance, upper 60s Thursday into the 70s Friday with showers and thunderstorms. And then we are closely monitoring a potential severe weather situation this coming Saturday night. Stay tuned. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. We now know the sentencing date for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. He was found guilty last November of manslaughter in the 2016 shooting death of Montgomery man Greg Gunn. His sentencing date has been set for January 29th at the Montgomery County Courthouse. William Johnson, the man accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, will go before a judge today. Johnson is charged with capital murder and remains in jail without bond. Sheriff Williams was killed November 23rd while responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. And it is decision day for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is expected to announce if he will enter the NFL draft at a press conference with Coach Nick Saban later today. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, so why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest? He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get. Oh, she said, but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee. Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. Sure, he said, I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation. She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, but that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button? She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, I would also like a yacht. Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week outright. Stock market is down. Well, it was down. Let's see where it is now. Down 28 points. What's down 210? And the temperature outside is a lovely 60 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Well, today is the 12th day of Christmas. Right. And so I was taking down my decorations and I was playing Christmas music, like this song we just played. It was great. The Morris household was full of music and joy today. I don't know. It felt great. I've never done that before. It felt great to do it that way. So got in all the things, listening to the music, saying goodbye to that 12 days and getting ready for the Epiphany and then get ready for Fat Tuesday and then Ash Wednesday and then get ready for Easter. How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. I'm happy to have a normal week ahead of us.
I know we actually have it's been 2 weeks that we didn't have a normal week.
Right, and that was throwing me off. And also, a lot of the big stories are in a holding pattern. I mean, Trump gave everybody a New Year's gift with this
Soleimani?
Killing Soleimani, which, man, that. We got plenty following up on that.
Oh, man, talk about news during the weekend. It was Soleimani all the time.
But, we'll get the presidential candidates. The impeachment is still... Is Nancy still sitting on it? Yeah, all that stuff.
She is. Would you say she can get it out?
Yeah,
exactly. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. We'll do that drawing on Friday, our normal Friday. And you want to get in on that because it's going to be really good. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. This is weird weather. Yesterday I was wearing a winter suit to go to church. The church was spectacular, by the way. Andrew Rao actually preached on a whole bunch of what we talked about on the show on Christmas Eve of the wise man coming, and that it was a house versus the manger and that type of stuff. A really good sermon. I told him really enjoyed it. Sounded like the show. And he laughed, of course. But great weekend. It's weird weather. The rain and then stopped and cold. And then today was just absolutely gorgeous. Raccoons were up in my attic, so I know it's getting cold. So I had to go chase them off, which is always fun. Those rascals, they'll stare you down. And I didn't have my BB gun to go take up there to kind of get them going faster, but I did get them going out of the thing. Once I got close, they kind of hauled, but they're so funny. They have this little waddle of a run.
Oh, yeah. If you could domesticate a raccoon, which people have tried, it's not possible.
No, I tell you, my grandfather had a raccoon. Yeah. He would take a hard-boiled egg, and put it in a dish that would be next to a dish of water, and the raccoon would crack the egg, peel it, and wash it off first, crack the egg and peel it.
No, I mean, but if you could have it, like, as a pet around children, that sort of thing, it would have happened already.
Yeah.
They're adorable, but anything that adorable, that could also be that violent.
It's not that, like, he was sleeping in bed with him or anything like that. He was feeding, basically, to what I count as domesticated. But, that was where I vividly remember that. We were very animal-oriented in my family, both extended and current family. Okay, we told you all about the... things are kind of, we have so much going on at some point. I mean, I tell you, we had so many interviews, but there was something I did not get to on Friday I wanted to get to, and that's Google new artificial intelligence tool talking that radiologists can better predict breast cancer. I had a radiologist friend of mine who went to a conference, came back, and we were having... adult beverages and some snacks, and he was telling me about it, and he was just thrilled by this. Let's listen to the story.
A Google Health AI beating human radiologists at detecting breast cancer. That is according to a study that tested detection accuracy. Researchers finding the technology resulted in fewer false positives and false negatives, by the way. Joining us now is Dr. Manny Alvarez. Big development.
I think this is great. Dr. Google strikes again.
Yeah.
You know, this is a new phase of artificial intelligence in medicine, which we are going to be seeing more and more of it. You know, look, artificial intelligence is predicated on a lot of good ways to analyze data, digital mammography being one of them now. And you said 5% less false positive, which means that women aren't, not getting scared by getting the false diagnosis,
right,
and false negatives. In other words, you're picking up more cancers, which is a very, very good thing. 1 in 5 cancers are missed,
wow,
by mammograms.
Wow.
And the other point is that we don't have enough doctors anymore. You know, for a reading and mammography, you usually have 2 radiologists. They don't have enough radiologists around the world, especially in the United States and of course, in England. So if you are able to see, utilize a radiologist and then back it up with artificial intelligence,
yeah,
it's just going to create a much better interpretation.
So perhaps it's not to replace the radiologist, but perhaps...
I don't think any of this technology will ever replace physicians, because
yeah,
you also, one of the things that that this machine did not have is all the secondary history and physical of the patient. It just had the facts of the digital mammography.
My friend said this is exactly what's going to happen, is that where instead of you going to a radiology center and getting a CAT scan or an X-ray or whatever, a mammogram, then what they're going to do is you're going to take it, you're going to send it, the computer is going to read it, and then the doctor's going to go read it and see what matches up. If they don't match up, then you see who was right and who's wrong. And the doctors are not threatened by this at all. They think it's going to add an awful lot to it. Let's go to Aunt B. Aunt B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan. And a Happy New Year to
you. Happy
y'all.
New Year to you.
I had to call and thank you. I wanted to do it before y'all got into something deep. Last Monday afternoon, you mentioned something about property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And it snapped to me that I had not taken care of mine. And you saved me from losing my exemption.
Oh, wow. I'm glad that that happened.
And I am so thankful to you. I had been very sick the last few months. I am on the road to wellness now. Thank you, Jesus. But I just wanted to call and thank you for that.
Absolutely. That exemption is a great exemption in the state of Alabama.
Awesome. And y'all don't realize how much you touch our lives out here, and that something you may say may affect someone. And I just wanted to thank you.
Aunt B, you're a sweetheart. Thank you so much for saying that.
And I never call in, but I'd like to be in the sweet quick drawing.
Absolutely, Aunt B. Give me your month and day of birth, and how is everything in Mayberry?
9:15, and everything's fine out here in the country.
That's good.
Yeah.
MB, thank you for the telephone call. I'm glad you got that taken care of.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care. Bye-bye. Talk to you hopefully Friday. Going to be back with more right after this.
Show. Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Burn for Senate.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
So 272-9228, that's where we are.
Have you ever felt a southern night?
Yeah, AI is a very, very, very big thing. If you're an investor of any type and you're looking at something that's kind of the next thing, artificial intelligence is certainly it. And it's a lot more than a self-driving car. There's a whole bunch of stuff that these things are going to be doing, including I was reading about this great thing about talking about cameras and looking at cars going in and out of neighborhoods and all the neighbors' tags being into the system. And then when a car comes in that isn't a neighborhood tag, that something happens and somebody gets alerted about it. And it has plummeted the crime in those areas. So it's good things out there. Let's listen to the second part of this.
Health engineer, here he is on their, how excited they are about the development and what it means for all of us.
I think we're excited about empowering radiologists with these tools and hoping they become ubiquitous, such as spell check now permeates your life. You wouldn't think about writing an email without spell check, and we hope a doctor wouldn't interpret a mammogram without the use of some AI assistance.
I think that perfectly backs
exactly
up our discussion there. But on the false negative results, here's the American Cancer Society. Overall, screening mammograms do not find about 1 in 5 breast cancers. Women with dense breasts are more likely to get false negative results. This would be ultimately the solution,
exactly.
Perhaps.
You're picking more cancers. You are you're creating a scenario where you have unnecessary testing because of the false positive reduction, and you're going to be able to kind of fix a lot of these problems from a computerized perspective. But at the end of the day, breast cancer is the second leading cause of death for women in the United States. So we have to do something to get better. And of course, I think that this artificial technology is going to be.
I think one question is going to be how quickly will hospitals adapt to implementing this sort of technology.
I think you'll see it within the year, because it has to be integrated into other systems. But I think you'll see it pretty soon.
It really is just around the corner, and it is a very, very good thing. Should not be scared of this whatsoever. Let's listen to Major Garrett on House to vote to limit President Trump's military actions.
Democrats say there should be no further strikes against Iran without congressional approval. This sets the stage for another showdown with Congress. Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett is at the White House. Major, how is this likely to play out?
Well, the White House asserts that the president had the legal authority to take this action, not only as commander-in-chief, but under the Iraq War Resolution of 2002. And quite clearly, President Trump is betting that the killing of Soleimani and those within his strategic inner circle will deter further Iranian aggression. But if it doesn't, the president used his Twitter feed yesterday to alert Congress that the U.S. will retaliate, and we quote here, perhaps in a disproportionate manner. That prompted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send a letter to all of her Democratic colleagues announcing that the House will introduce and vote on a war powers resolution this week, she said, to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran. And top Senate Democrats are demanding the White House declassify its notification of Congress for the justification for the Soleimani attack, arguing the reasons for this high-risk decision must be presented to the public. Now, however, Democrats and Republicans debate the legal authorities, the underlying intelligence, or the way Congress has been brought in or excluded from this debate, all of these issues will also deal with the question of presidential power, and those questions of presidential power will not or can't be separated from the question that still looms, a Senate impeachment trial for President Trump.
Now, this is going to be interesting, his ability to do this or her ability to do this or not to do it. One, it doesn't matter what the House does. It'd have to be passed by the Senate to actually create action by the for the president, something that he must comply to. So this is kind of going nowhere, but we're going to hear Joseph Napolitano talk about that right after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And welcome to 2020, and welcome down here to the river and join us for some good eating, some good times, some good music. Let me get right to the music. We're going to send off Skylar Softly in the 99th degree down here Sunday afternoon. We're going to send them up to Memphis. They're on their way to the International Blues Challenge, all right? They're winners of the local challenge up in Birmingham. We're going to send them off with some good times. So come down here and join us Sunday at 5 o'clock and check out all the good times. Meet Skylar. Some killer blues and bring in 2020 eating some good seafood. We also cook up a killer ribeye. My man in the kitchen gets tired of me talking about it. He said too many people eating all them ribeyes, but he's good on the grill, good on that ribeye. And come on down here, we also got that fresh amberjack, getting some snapper and grouper, some yellowfin tuna and swordfish. We'll get a little something you like and shucking those fresh oysters, man. You got a professional oyster shucker right here, shucking them good and clean for you. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page, see what's going on. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We've been missing you.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Pam Puso. He's prepared to testify. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he will if subpoenaed by the Senate as part of President Trump's impeachment trial. For the time being, the House still has the case.
Democratic leaders are still pressing for guaranteed witness testimony, a demand not agreed to by Senate Republican leaders. In the meantime, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will go about ordinary business.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In addition to Bolton, Democrats want testimony from three other witnesses. Democrats also challenging the president's decision to take out Iranian General Qasem Soleimani.
I'm a little sick already of the hero worship, it seems, of Soleimani from some people who just can't get over the fact that this was an important call by our commander-in-chief.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, Iran is vowing revenge. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a great day we have ahead of us today. With plenty of sunshine, high temperature ending up in the mid, perhaps upper 60s today. We'll tease it. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower by late tonight or maybe tomorrow morning as the front moves through. We'll be in the upper 40s tonight, near 60 on Tuesday. And then we'll tease the freeze mark late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Then look for some late week warming. For instance, upper 60s Thursday into the 70s Friday with showers and thunderstorms. And then we are closely monitoring a potential severe weather situation this coming Saturday night. Stay tuned. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Monday, starting your week outright.
That's the best way to do it.
How you doing?
I get my brain in gear.
How you doing?
Yeah. Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Doing outstanding.
All right. Dan, I trust your wisdom.
Oh, no. I question your wisdom.
No, I want your opinion on two people real quick.
Sure.
First, Friday, I was listening to Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to listen to his program at all Friday night?
I speed through all of them on Friday because I normally don't take those cuts. But
well, he was on a rant about neocons.
Yeah.
And trying to start work. I agree somewhat with not one door, but he seems like he's got this thing about war and these he calls some people neocons that I don't consider neocons. But what do you think about his position?
Well, we're actually in kind of a similar position. I think that people who are, you know, let's go send our army in there and go invade them, I think that's wrong-minded. I think Trump has got the right way of doing it. He's using economics as a bomb. And he's using structural things to get to country. Then he's willing to send troops in if need be, but he's going to go in, he's going to be precise, he's going to be surgical, and he's going to get the job done and get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I agree with that. And I agree with Tucker on some of these people like, Bolton?
John Bolton.
Some of these guys in there, they live for war.
Yeah.
I mean, you sell them war and they get all excited.
Yeah, exactly. And their whole thing is, well, we've got the greatest military in the world and we might as well use it.
No.
And that is not it. And see, I'm much more the Reagan doctrine. Reagan was definitely a hawk, but he was not going to use the military unless it was necessary.
Yeah. And I don't think that Trump is going to allow these people whispering in his ear about this to affect him. I don't think he's going to get into a war. He's more, like you said, aligned with Reagan on that. You remember when Ronald Reagan was elected and they had the hostages over there. And when they found out that Ronald Reagan was elected, they know he wasn't going to put up with nothing like Carter. So they quickly released the hostages.
Yeah.
Because they knew what was in store. Just like Muammar Gaddafi. When Reagan sent that bomb down his chimney, he got right, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He found the promised land. In a mental sense. He found the promised land in a bullet in his head about 7 years later.
But I agree with that. I just was a few of the things he said. He was kind of almost extreme on that. Like he didn't think. It almost sounded like he didn't think Trump should have done what he did. But I think he should have done what he did. I think that guy needed to be killed. But it was strategic.
I didn't get that he didn't think that what Trump did was wrong. Yeah. He was questioning whether what Trump did is going to take us to war.
Right.
I don't think that what Trump did is going to take us to war.
Yeah, I don't think it will either.
And you can hear Lindsey Graham and some other people talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, one more person I just heard this morning. I've heard her off and on. She's a contributor on Fox, and I used to think she was conservative, but she's kind of strange. Is Judith Miller? You know who I'm talking about.
I know that. No, she's not conservative at all.
Is she? You know, she kind of acts like she's. You know, she's got this persona that, you know, like, I know it's kind of hard to describe, but she is definitely a Trump hater.
Yeah, without a doubt. Here, let me tell you, I'll use the words you wanted to use. She thinks she already knows everything. And she has the insight, and we don't. And she is so, there are so many things she'll say on a show that is just wrong. It is just out and out wrong. And she's a reporter.
Yeah, she's got this thing. You know, I know she was reporting there during the Iraq War and all this stuff, and she's kind of got this thing where woe is me. You know, people picked on her, kind of. You know,
she went to jail for not revealing any sources.
Yeah, and she just kind of uses that, but she comes off she's just kind of strange, but they had her on there, you know, doing some commentating this morning on one of the shows this morning. And I could tell by her snide remarks that, you know, she thinks that what Trump has done is going to lead us into World War III.
She was on America's Newsroom. I saw that.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. Well, I was just kind of, I think that Trump's doing the right thing. And I don't know why people are so worried. All of a sudden, the Democrats, they're so worried. Oh, you done it now. Iran, we could make Iran a parking lot. You know, if you want to get into war, we could wipe them out. But we don't need to do that. And to make it look like these people over there reporting, oh, all these Iranians are upset. Look at them. No, they're just like the people in China when something happens. You better do like the state says. You won't be around long. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's all staged, fake stuff. That's not people. The average hardworking Iranian hates that government, and they want to get out from under it. They're not sad because this guy was killed.
Well, and I'll tell you something else that they did. Everybody's coming out for Soleimani in Iran, and there are hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
If you go in and read European press, they will tell you what they're doing is they're buying those people. They're giving them food, and they're giving them the things that they need if they'll go show up.
He was revered by the true revolutionaries and zealots of that regime, not by the everyday person.
Yeah,
I heard one description of him playing some of these left-wingers there. One of them is describing is like he was like Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Here's a kind of there we go. Here's a combination of Secretary of Defense, Director of the CIA, and State Department Secretary all in one.
Oh, those people are crazy. But anyway, I got one question. What was he doing in Baghdad?
You know what he was doing in Baghdad? He was going to Costco.
Well, what is he doing over there?
He's going to Costco.
Baghdad was a separate country.
He's going to Costco to go get some rockets to go fire on the U.S.
Yeah.
When are we going to get one of the rocket stores? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Rockets are right.
It'd be interesting to see what Trump does in this. I think he's on the right path. He just needs to do what he's doing and avoid war and take care of the situation. So.
Well, and I tell you, the other thing is that the liberal press has got this thing as a done deal of attack, and we're going to get hurt, right, and it's going to be bad. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near what some of these media people are talking about.
Yeah, I put it right up there with the the other prognostications, the terrible recession that we were going to have, and
doom and gloom,
and Trump was going to be impeached for, you know, for colluding with the Russians, right up there with that. Yeah.
Yep. There you
All
go.
Right. Well, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you.
And I've been trying to thread the needle because I think it is just a fact. This was a escalatory move. There's a reason Obama and Bush sort of say we're not going to take out this guy. It is a big move. But it also, I don't think it's a pretext on the part of Trump personally for war. I think Trump meant what he said, and I'm trying to stop a war, not start one. But we'll see.
Well, as my group was discussing is, so what's the next thing that they could do that's bigger than this?
Right.
I mean, they could go bomb an embassy in Lebanon. We're going to hear Jack Keane talk about that. He had Delta Hotel told me about it, and I picked it up when I finally got to America's newsroom. But what do they do? I don't think there's anything they can top this. If it's escalating, that means it's going to be bigger than this. I don't see how they make it bigger than this.
Right. And then, like, if you close down the Suez Canal, more not Suez, Strait of Hormuz. They wish they could shut down the Suez Canal.
Yeah, really.
The Strait of Hormuz.
Talk to Israel about that, please.
It hurts some of the Gulf Arabs. It doesn't really hurt the United States that much if it's shut down.
It hurts them.
It hurts them, exactly. So,
And it hurts China. I mean, so that's a friend.
Right. So it's like, well, and then also you're getting the threats from, like, Lindsey Graham being the president's pit bull or bulldog just coming out on national TV at every occasion saying he'll hit you back. And then Trump's tweet. It's so funny.
He'll hit you back. 52 different sides. You think we're limp-wristed. We're not. We mean business. A country that relies on refining its oil shouldn't act so big and tough.
I love it.
Okay, Lindsey.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's one of the things. If they do something, let's say they go attack an embassy, and I'm not even sure with the troops that we have in theater right now that they could do that for very long. I'm talking about hours. It'd have to be done. Otherwise, you're going to be, this is not going to be Benghazi for them.
Well, and because Iran has some pretty good missile, you know, surface-to-air defense missiles, they've got, like, the Russian-made stuff and their own copycats of it. I'd imagine we'd be sending in cruise missiles, something like that.
I think we'd be sending in cruise missiles. I think we'd cyber-attack those like we did when they when they launched the missile in Saudi Arabia.
There's actually
we took that the launchers down.
I'll tell the whole audience. There's a great YouTube channel called Covert Cabal, Cabal with a C, and it kind of does a lot of, he reads the latest Pentagon and RAND Corporation studies and all this stuff, and he puts together some, like, 10, 15-minute videos, and one is on Iran's capabilities. It's really good stuff, really interesting stuff.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Thank you, Dan. Beautiful day I hear.
It is a lovely day in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir. It absolutely is. I'm going to be brief. I just, when I was watching the news over the weekend, I saw the president. He said if they have to escalate, if we strike Iran, that we would go after the ones making the decision, the leadership. And that, so I figure the mullahs will hear that, and they'll know, yeah, that means. Anyways, I figure there's going to be a lot of noise at the mullahs. But the message is pretty clear. He's not going after the people or whatnot. It'll be very targeted. And at least that was my interpretation.
Well, and also the fact that we had so much good intelligence on this.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were sitting there watching him when he got in the car to see who got in the car, that the family members that were in the airplane got left behind, that the car had cleared where the plane was actually on a road. And I mean, they had some pretty spectacular information.
Yeah, I was saying that. Who else? When else in time could something like that be pulled off? Amazing.
I don't know. And also, I mean, somebody sent me a cartoon, and it's got this car driving down a road with these three Arabs hanging out of the window looking up with binoculars to see how far a missile's coming.
Oof. Oh, man. Like I said, it's good for the local economy. Hellfire, made right here in Troy, Alabama.
There you go.
Dan, enjoy your show. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you.
And Soleimani was like in Jordan or something, or
I think he was in Lebanon before
Lebanon.
He came to.
Yeah, and then they tracked him from there landing in Baghdad.
And one of the reasons they didn't shoot his plane down because he carries family members and all this staff on a very large, you know, 707-type airplane, big wing aircraft. So if you shut them down, you'd be killing a whole bunch of innocent people.
How about that New York Times suggestion that the generals just presented this as like an extreme option? They never thought Trump was going to pick it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Particularly when you, I mean, he allegedly was on the phone with the commanding officer. And so we've got him. He's cleared. It's only bad guys in the car. And he said, take your shot. And took it out. I love it. And then that, you've got to be thinking, if you're part of leadership and you're kind of hanging around, you got to kind of think, well, am I next?
When they're getting all these reports of other, like, strikes happening.
Yeah, the north of Baghdad.
Right.
I think they were in a picnic. So that didn't go too well. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back with Jack Keane talking about this whole thing. We'll be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at wowway.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Jessica Taylor is going to be joining us next hour. Candidate for Congress, 2nd Congressional District. Listen in to Jack Keane. He's a former four-star general. You see him on Fox an awful lot. What the U.S. will do, listen in.
If you're right, you're suggesting that things could go quiet for a period of time. Is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, I think
possible?
They're going to continue to do things politically for sure. It's easy to start throwing rockets at the embassy in Baghdad. I mean, they've already thrown a couple of rockets at Balad Air Base in the last couple of days. But in terms of a major military operation that clearly would get our attention, that would take planning, preparation. And number two, I'm not certain they actually want to go down that path.
Okay, let me flip it around for the Trump administration. The critics have said you can't make a move like this unless you've got a plan for what is next. What do you believe the administration has in terms of what is next in terms of our response, General?
Well, so what they're doing militarily is to shore things up. I mean, they've got a brigade from the 82nd in Kuwait in the event we have to do an emergency evacuation of our embassy in Baghdad. They have another brigade on alert in Italy in the event we have emergency evacuation of our embassy in Lebanon. And both of those certainly are high on anybody's target list. But politically, I think there is an opportunity here. I mean, I'm absolutely convinced the Iranians are back on their heels. Did people put them back on their heels in November? And now President Trump has further done that. So the pressure on this, on the leadership in Iran, I believe is working. So let's take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Let's go to them through the Swiss and put, let me finish.
Yes.
Let's go to them and put a deal back on the table with them and reaffirm to them, hey, listen, this is what negotiations would look like. Let's talk to them, not publicly about it, through the Swiss as we've been doing. We've already told them, one, After we took Soleimani down, we told them through our intermediaries, we don't intend to go to war with you, and number two, we don't intend to do regime change. We feel totally justified in killing Soleimani. Let's do another thing. Let's put a deal, some kind of deal on the table in general terms, in terms of what we're looking at, and see if there's a political appetite there in the leadership of Iran willing to come back to the negotiating table.
This, by the way, I like the fact that when Comers interrupted him, that he said, let me finish. Because I spent today undoing all these interruptions that people did, and I had to cut out a whole bunch of stuff. So let's stay with Jack Keane. Well, what will Iran do next?
This is interesting. Jack Keane now, retired four-star general. I think the question I heard the most over the last 3 days is what happens next. Let's break that down, General. From Iran's perspective, what would you expect to happen next?
Well, I think you can see what's unfolding here. Politically, they're trying to take advantage of Soleimani's death with the population itself. Just a few weeks ago, there was widespread demonstrations against the regime, against their foreign policy, their foreign wars, and also and it'll be back in days after Soleimani is finally buried. I think politically you see them in Iraq with intimidation and coercion on the Council of Representatives passing a resolution that's non-binding, by the way, to expel the United States troops from Iraq. And also another political move is they've pulled out of the nuclear deal, quote, officially, but what that actually means, if they get economic assistance from the Europeans who are still in the deal, then they'll go back and put the deal back together again. So those are their political moves. The military ones, clearly, they have a full range of options because they have a worldwide terrorist network, Bill. They can go to soft targets in Europe if they want, Latin and South America. Certainly the most obvious is Iraq, the region, huge American presence in the region. All of that is there. Here's something we've got to think about. Everybody is thinking massive military operation against the United States. This death of Soleimani has shook this regime in a way that nothing has in 41 years. Khamenei himself, I believe, is personally shook by it, stunned and surprised that it actually happened, and he's got the loss of his number one executor of foreign policy and successful foreign policy at that. And I believe it's going to have some impact on their decision-making in terms of what are they going to do. They did not expect the President of the United States to take this action, and he's promising them more if they take more action against American troops in the region or American diplomats. I think that gives them a pause in terms of what are they going to do. And they may not do something as bold as people are predicting them to do, because now this president has drawn a line that was never there before.
You're right.
And he has drawn a line, and that's this is going to be so different than I think people think it's going to be. And I think Jack Keane talking about that they've been knocked back on their heels. I think it's exactly right. They went, he did what?
Right.
He's gone?
Right.
He's in little bits. And they don't know what to do. And this other guy that is, you know, the Joe Scarborough goes, and they already have somebody to take his place, and that's in your face, Donald Trump. Well, let me tell you, this guy is nothing like Soleimani. Nothing.
Right.
He's a bean counter. He's an admin type person. He was more of a chief executive officer than he was number two in charge. He had no command and control authority whatsoever. I mean, you need to go to the European press to really learn stuff about these people. A U.S. press, and I'm really disappointed in Richard Engel. He just has dropped the ball on this stuff.
Yeah, the U.S. press has become so captured by party politics. I mean, I told you off air, part of Fox News on the night this was announced, I was like, okay, guys, it's a little, you're all laying it on pretty thick on how bold of an action this was. Like, I get it. And then the other side is screaming World War III. It's like, everybody calm down. Let's do some actual reporting.
Well, and we'll find out in the fullness of time. If you're right, you'll be right.
Right.
You don't need to just keep pounding it and
right.
and talk about how, oh, it's, the sky is falling, we're all going to die. I mean, it just isn't that way, folks. It is not that way. Let's fit in the Lindsey Graham on the Iraq vote, and then we'll get to Sununu after we have Jessica in.
Iraq's parliament moments ago voting to end the presence of all foreign forces in the country. Their outgoing prime minister saying that it would be, quote, the best option to establish a strong relationship with America and other nations. Meanwhile, the White House this weekend formally notifying Congress about the strike that took out Iran's top military commander, Soleimani. Joining me right now is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. He is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, to this latest vote coming out of Iran to remove all foreign, Iraq, to remove all foreign troops.
Well, that's a bit concerning. I hope all the Iranians would leave, but here's the point. The Iranian government is trying to basically take over Iraq's political system. Iran is bribing Iraqi politicians. To the Iraqi people, do not allow your politicians to turn Iraq into a proxy of Iran. I got to read the details of this resolution. But here's what I think would serve the world well. If President Trump laid out what he wants Iran to do to relieve sanctions. I think this has been done before, but now's the time for the president to tell the world what we would like Iran to do to get back to a normal relationship. And here's my belief. It's not unreasonable. We would like them to stop being the largest state sponsor of terrorism, stop dismembering the Mideast, stop building rockets and missiles that could destroy the region and eventually the United States, stop being so provocative. So I wish the president would tell the Iranians, here's exactly what you need to do for the sanctions to be lifted and allow them to make a decision based on a way forward that's good for them and the region and see what they would do.
What you don't hear is under their breath is that this is not a